Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pfeifinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City in the podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 7 was a good week for ATXDR, which gained 1.42% to 7,557 points. But in times when comparable indices are hitting new all-time highs, a year-to-date minus of still 0.77% is not so exciting. Impressive is Deutsche Co, however. Best stock of the week and also with new all-time highs. News came from Strabag, Telekom, Verbund, Kapsch Trafikom, Marinomed, Diaimo, Vienna Airport, RBI, Agrana, Amag, Strabag, Valneva, Do & Co, Constantia Flexibles and Por. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and here are the news of week 7 starting with Monday. Strabag. The construction group Strabag was given a rating of B by the nonprofit organization CDP, Carbon Disclosure Project, for its sustainability initiatives in the area of climate change. At CDP, this classification corresponds to the so-called management level. Sustainability is firmly anchored in the Strabag Group Strategy 2030, for example through circular construction or the goal of increasing construction in the energy sector. The group has set itself the goal of being climate neutral along the entire value chain by 2040. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.54%. Verbund, utility company Verbund is purchasing a large-scale battery storage facility in Wiesentherm-Kettig in Rhineland-Palatinate from Kion Energy, a German projects developer for large-scale battery storage. The start of construction of the system with a storage capacity of 50 megawatts and a storage capacity of 116 megawatt hours is planned for 2025, and commissioning should then follow by the end of 2025/beginning of 2026. Kion Energy and Verbund have already implemented several projects together. For example, the interconnected storage facilities in Eifelfen and Diesbeck in Bavaria, each with 20 megawatts of storage capacity, were put into operation at the beginning of 2023. Verbund, weekly performance, minus 1.83%. A1 Group has been recognized for leadership in corporate transparency and performance on climate change by global environmental nonprofit CDP, securing a place on its annual A-list. Based on data reported through CDP's 2023 Climate Change Questionnaire, A1 is one of a small number of companies that achieved an A, out of over 21,000 companies scored. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, minus 1.14%. Tuesday, Kapsch Trafikom, traffic management company Kapsch Trafikom announced that it has been selected by the Swedish Transport Administration, Trafikverket, to undertake a full replacement of their national centralized traffic signal control and monitoring system. This project marks a pivotal step forward in advancing the country's traffic management systems. The company was awarded the contract to implement and maintain a new national centralized traffic signal control and monitoring system, connecting Trafikverket's traffic light facilities across Sweden. Under the agreement, Kapsch Trafikom will implement its innovative, state-of-the-art product EcoTrafi XTM command and adapt it to the Nordic RSMP protocol. The implementation promises to enhance the efficiency and reliability of Sweden's centralized traffic signal control and monitoring system through cutting-edge technology that integrates with Trafikverket's existing infrastructure. Kapsch Trafikom, weekly performance, minus 0.68%. Verbund. The executive board of Verbund is resolved to propose to the 2024 annual general meeting the distribution of a special dividend of €0.75 per share, prior year, €1.16 per share, in addition to the regular dividend of €3.40 per share. prior year, €2.44 per share. The special dividend will allow shareholders to participate in the group's extraordinarily positive business performance for financial year 2023 by means of a higher payout, among other things. Verbund, weekly performance, -1.83%. Telekom Austria, A1 Group. In the financial year 2023, A1 Group increased its total revenues by 4.9% to €5.2 billion, driven by service revenue increase in all markets except for an FX-driven decline in Belarus. The highest contributions were stemming from Bulgaria, Austria and Croatia. Equipment revenues also increased in all markets except for Austria. In FY 2023, the EBIT reached €911 million, an increase of 4.5%. The management board plans to propose a dividend of €0.36, 2022, €0.32, per share to the annual general meeting, subject to the approval of the supervisory board. A1 Group's ambitions 2024 to 2026 announced on the last Capital Markets Day in September 2022 remain unchanged. Per annum growth of 3-4% in revenues and 4-5% in EBITDA respectively, capex of around €2.8 billion plus frequencies for this 3 years period. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, -1.14%. Wednesday, Marinomed Biotech AG generated revenues of €9.20 million in 2023, the majority of which was again recognized through the sale of Kiragilo's products. As expected, revenue decreased by 18.6% compared to the previous year, 2022, €11.30 million. This is primarily related to lower order volumes following high stock levels of Kiragilo's partners. Cash and cash equivalents decreased to €2.60 million, 2022, €8.20 million, compared to the level at the end of Q3 2023, €2.80 million. This position remained nearly stable as a result of stricter cash management and the resumption of the convertible note funding program with Nice & Green. Marinomed's top priorities in 2024 are partnering the lead Marinosolv products, maximizing the value of the Kiragilo's asset, as well as obtaining market approval for Kiragilo's in the US. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 5.35%. CMO Hedwig Hoffler has taken over the newly created position of Group Head of Investment Management at real estate company CMO on February 1, 2024. Expanding her existing responsibilities for Austria NC to include all transaction activity in Germany, she is thus taking over responsibilities covered by Christoph Altendorfer, who simultaneously has left the company. CMO, weekly performance, 0.17%. Vienna Airport, passenger traffic handled by Flughafen AG. Vienna Airport showed a significant increase also in the first month of the year 2024. In January 2024, total passenger volume in the Flughafen Group, Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Kosice Airport rose 12.0% to 2,325,772 travelers. The number of passengers handled by Vienna Airport was up by 9.5% to 1,828,557 travelers compared to the prior year month of January 2023. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, -0.20%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank International AG, RBI is in advanced negotiations on the disposal of its 87.74% stake in Prior Bank JSC and its subsidiaries, with Sovn One Holding Limited, an investor from the United Arab Emirates, resulting in a potential exit of RBI from the Belarusian market. RBI, weekly performance, 2.10%. Thursday, Agrana, the supervisory board of Starch, Sugar and Fruits Group Agrana Beteiligungs AG resolved to appoint Stefan Mieder as a new member of the management board with effect from March 1, 2024. He will be responsible for internal audits at Agrana, assuming the role of Thomas Kubel. Agrana, weekly performance, 1.49%. AMAG, due to its broad setup, AMAG Austria Metall AG, a leading Austrian premium supplier of high-quality aluminium cast and flat-rolled products, reported a good earnings trend in all operating segments. Revenue in 2023 amounted to €1,459.20 million compared with €1,726.70 million in the previous year, added the lower shipment volume as well as the lower aluminium price and premium level. The average three-month aluminium price was down by 16% from $2,713 in the previous year to $2,285 in the 2023 financial year. At 425,800 tons, total shipments were below the previous year's level, 442,000 tons, due to the market-led reduction in demand. At €188.4 million, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, represent AMAG's second highest operating result, 2022, €247.1 million. The management and supervisory boards will propose a dividend of €1.50 per share to the annual general meeting. AMAG, weekly performance, 1.79%. Strabag, Strabag SE, the publicly listed European technology group for construction services, today announced its initial figures for the 2023 financial year and issued an outlook for 2024. The Strabag SE group increased its output volume by 8% to €19.1 billion in the 2023 financial year, setting a new record for this figure. Despite sharp declines on the residential construction market, the order backlog remained more or less stable at a very high level of €23.5 billion, minus 1% compared to December 31, 2022. The EBIT margin for the 2023 financial year is expected to approach 5%, 2022, 4.2%, higher than originally forecast. This development is due to positive earnings effects in the North plus West segment. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.54%. Valneva, Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, today reported its revenue and cash balance for the full year 2023 and provided first full year 2024 sales and R&D expense guidance. Valneva's total revenues were €153.7 million in 2023 compared to €361.3 million in 2022. Total revenues in 2022 included €280.0 million of revenue recognition mainly related to the COVID-19 supply agreements in the prior year. Valneva's total product sales reached €144.6 million in 2023 compared to €114.8 million in 2022. Cash and cash equivalents were €126.1 million as of December 31, 2023, compared to €289.4 million as of December 31, 2022. Product sales in 2024 are expected between €150 million and €180 million, subject to availability of IXIARO, registered sign, and third-party products, as well as IXCHIC, registered sign, S launch year sales performance in the United States. Valneva, weekly performance, 0.30%. D'Anzio, Hospitality Group. D'Anzio reported its results for the first three quarters of the business year 2023-2024. The company benefited from increased demand in all divisions and, with sales of €1,358.24 million, €1,038.70 million, D'Anzio is reporting the strongest first three quarters in terms of revenue in the company's history. This constitutes an increase in revenue of 30.8% or €319.54 million as compared to the same period of the previous year. The EBITDA of the D'Anzio Group amounts to €150.27 million, €108.53 million, in the first three quarters of the business year 2023-2024. The EBITDA margin was 11.1%. PY, 10.4%. Consolidated earnings before interest and tax, EBIT, of the Dancio Group amounted to €101.89 million, €36.44 million higher than in the same period of the previous year. According to the company, all business divisions, airline catering, event catering and restaurants and hotels, are experiencing continued high demand. Dancio, weekly performance, 11.62%. Friday, Constantia Flexibles, Austrian packaging company Constantia Flexibles has made a takeover bid for Switzerland's Ala Flexpack. Constantia Flexibles is offering between 15 and 18.75 Swiss francs per share of Ala Flexpack, a premium of up to 117% on the firm's previous closing price of 8.71 francs. The board of directors of Ala Flexpack is recommending that shareholders accept the offer, the Swiss firm said. Power, the management board of construction group Power AG has decided to buy back and redeem the profit participation rights at 0000A086F0, issued in 2007 via ABAPA Tilagungs Holding GmbH and transferred to Power AG as issuer in 2019, which are currently outstanding in a nominal amount of €40.0 million, in their entirety from the sole investor. This will further reduce Power's hybrid capital. Thanks to our progress in receivables management and the very pleasing increase in the equity ratio, this step will allow us to finalize the refinancing of our hybrid instruments and reduce our capital costs at the same time. Due to our positive business and earnings performance, we continue to expect a sustainable equity ratio of over 20%, says Karl-Heinz Strauss, CEO of Power. Weekly performance, 4.96%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.